Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
In the paper today, there's a story about Frank Scavo. He's got his hat in the ring for the special election in the 114th in the wake of the passing of Sid Michaels Kovulich.
Right.
And some controversy concerning his Facebook page. He's on the phone right now. Hi, Frank.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
See, I believe the best thing is to get this out in the open, address the issues, and I do have a call in to the Imam Marwa, I believe his name is, for a lunch this afternoon. So if we can get together and discuss the issues, because, you know, in the Facebook posts that I shared, which some of them were offensive and some of them were funny, but you know what? Was directly related to a rash of incidents and terrorist attacks in 2015, Charlie Hebdo, the San Bernardino killings. They burned the pilot in a cage from the
Yeah, but we understand there were horrible things that had happened,
yeah.
But are you blaming the horrible things that happened for what you did, or do you blame yourself for posting stuff that was pretty racist?
No. You know what? There's no blame. It's just I posted articles for current events. And at that point in time, there was a huge amount of terrorist activity. It's since subsided. So that's why in the article, the author Boris states directly there hasn't been any posts since. But at that point in 2015 or 2016, it was definitely out of control. So I think the post and the article speaks for itself, saying, sure, there was some missteps, and those I apologize for, because, listen, we're all taxpayers, and all those people, the Christian, Jewish, Muslim, we were all attacked by the same Islamic militant mindset, which is not prevalent through everyone. But, you know, one thing I won't do, Nancy, is ignore the facts right in front of my face. So, you know, that's
but,
why
but you've
seen,
but you posted
you've
things that were
guidance.
But you've posted things that were against the religion as a whole and not just against.
And that's why I said it's much too general, much too general.
So what you're saying is my question is, as someone who's running, if all of a sudden there were attacks again, are you saying that would cause you again to post things like that?
It's going to cause me to post the facts. See, that wasn't all factual. There was the Facebook, you're on it. You've posted things, and I'm sure if you ran for office, we would dig them up 4 years later and say, aha, you know.
I haven't posted anything racist.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about that.
I haven't posted anything racist.
Frank, you know, I saw the story that's in the paper says, if I'm not mistaken, that it said an unnamed Republican alerted the paper to these things.
Well, who cares who told it? It's his own stuff.
Does
that
seem like it makes any sense to you?
I guess I must be getting too close to the sun that they thought they had to fire a salvo. Because
if you're running for office, anything that you have said or done in public will be scrutinized. So blaming somebody else is not the point here.
I didn't blame anybody else. I took the page down. I stated right there, matter of fact, in the newspaper that they were stupid, which Facebook can be extremely stupid. That's for sure. And, you know, put it this way. If we had to do it again, it wouldn't be done. So once it's done, it's a mistake. And I've said that I am sorry for putting it in there. And the article speaks itself. Well, when you read an article, it's very fair. Placement is where they tried to, just grab me at the campaign, because I'm not sure. Right. If it wasn't a political race, I don't think it would go into anywhere. I think the point is, you know, I pay my taxes. I love my wife and family. And this is a very discretionary that shouldn't have been done. But listen, like I said, there was a lot of activity.
We're having a little bit hard time with your phone, so I don't know if you could get your face closer to the microphone. I just want to make sure. I heard what you said, but all I'm saying to you is I think that moving forward, the best thing you could do is just say you're sorry for what you did instead of keep bringing up the fact that there were attacks as if that made you lose your common sense.
Well, listen, I did say that. You're going over that. You're going back to the post. So it's one and done. I took it down. I made the apology. It's just that's the way it is. So if you see another post, well, guess what? They're not going to be in that mindset or that frame. But if there is an article, like there's an article on there from a person named Waleed Shobat, who was a former terrorist, a converted Christian. Now he consults with the U.S. military. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I point out, because you want somebody that knows what to look for and knows what the threats are in office, yeah, don't you?
I don't think anybody has a problem with you posting anything that has to do with a news story that has information. I think the stuff that has been pointed out, and the stories in the Scranton Times, if anybody wants to look at it, are more of the of what were just overtly racist and just really, I thought, poor taste comments about a religion and people as a whole. Now, you said you're trying to get in touch with, is it Marwan Wafa, the chancellor of Penn State Scranton, practicing Muslim? Okay.
Yeah, so after my conversation with Morris in the Scranton Times, I put a call in directly to him.
Frank, your phone's gone away. We don't hear you now.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what's going on. So he's trying to get in touch with him to talk to him because they had talked to the imam about this.
Yeah, hopefully we can have a beer summit and get have lunch and talk about moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Beer summit should do it, Frank.
All right.
Thanks.
There you
Thanks
go,
for calling.
Thanks for checking in, Frank. Yeah.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.